From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians say the ceasefire in Syria is on the verge of a collapse. They say they are bracing for a government offensive in the city of Aleppo. Activists opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad say they have recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and Russian forces over the past 48 hours. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Nations concluded their meeting in Japan Monday and issued a joint statement on the ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea. They called on all states to pursue a peaceful settlement of the disputes, expressing opposition to what they called intimidating, coercive, or provocative unilateral actions. A Taliban suicide bomber Monday struck a bus filled with army recruits in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the blast killed at least 12 people and wounded 38. One of the biggest U.S. investment banks, Goldman Sachs, agreed Monday to pay the government $5 billion in penalties for selling financially questionable mortgage-backed securities leading up to the country's financial crisis in 2008. The company admitted it did not share with investors certain troubling information about the loans. A ceasefire in Yemen that took effect Monday is generally holding, despite what a United Nations spokesman calls pockets of violence. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and a Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed on a truce ahead of another round of UN-sponsored peace talks set for next week in Kuwait. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency will not engage in the waterboarding of suspects. He says that's true even if a future president orders such interrogation techniques. This is VOA News. Principal Deputy Ann Suchak of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the Zika virus is, in her words, a bit scarier than we thought. She appeared with Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci Monday at a White House press briefing.
We have learned that the mosquito vector, the Aedes aegypti mosquito, is present in a broader range of states in the continental U.S. So instead of about 12 states where the mosquito Aedes aegypti is present, we believe about 30 states have the mosquito present.
Officials say the more researchers learn about Zika, the more concerned they are about the neurological effects and long-term complications from the virus. Meanwhile, scientists in Brazil have found evidence of a second brain disorder linked to the Zika virus. The disorder has symptoms so similar to multiple sclerosis that some medical personnel initially had difficulty telling them apart. U.S. President Barack Obama says the worst mistake of his presidency was failing to prepare for the aftermath of the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. Libya has been in chaos ever since Gaddafi was ousted. He said his biggest accomplishment during his 7-plus years in office was saving the economy from a Great Depression. He said the best day of his presidency was when Congress passed a national health care reform that became known as Obamacare. Mr. Obama reflected on the highs and lows of his two terms in the White House in an interview with Fox News. Tensions remain high on the Idomeni border after a day after Macedonian police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of migrants as they tried to break through a border fence on the Greek side. Adrian Davis is a United Nations spokesman.
In this environment of building tension, where we had the kind of incidents we had at Idomeni and at the border just yesterday, there is a risk of us seeing further incidents like this until there are better solutions for the population up there at the border and in other parts of Greece too.
Dozens of migrants continued to gather on the Greek side of the fence Monday, but no violence was reported. Media reports say Russia has begun delivering advanced surface-to-air missiles to Iran. The Mehr News Agency quoted an Iranian foreign ministry spokesman as saying the first phase of its agreement has been implemented and the delivery process will continue. The recently elected president of the Central African Republic, Faustin Archange Touadéra, has named his first cabinet in an effort to bring about reconciliation in his country following years of sectarian violence. He named both political parties and former rivals to the new government, but left out supporters of the Muslim and Christian militias behind the country's violence. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.